Hey, 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 it is me, Dr. Letitia Webb, and I am the woman who prayed and painted to clear the muddied waters in my marriage and to heal my emotional pain. Then I took those paintings and turned them into products, as you see, like t-shirts and journals, and I no longer say that I produced power from my pain, because I definitely don't have the power to produce anything. What I declare now is that I am God resilient, because without God, His love, His power, His grace, His mercy, I would not be here. And that is how we are here today. I just in my heart, I want to give another honor to Sarah Young and her life and the work that she did with Jesus Calling. Amen. I mean, it really changed and transformed people's lives. It helped people get into the Word every day, to keep God before them every day. Her work and her life lives on. And if it wasn't for Jesus Calling, God Resilient would not have been birthed. So if you have been following me for any length of time, you know that I have a bunch of videos on YouTube where I was doing Jesus Calling, and I felt the leading of the Lord for me to get right back into using Jesus Calling as a daily meditation and sharing it with my audience. But when I found out that Sarah Young passed away and that the publishers are asking everyone to no longer read aloud her devotionals, I had to be a woman of honor and a woman of integrity. Amen. And I made sure that I no longer did that, which put me on my face before the Lord. And I had no other choice but to say, what next? What do you have for me, God? Amen. And sure enough, God birthed through me God Resilient as a result. Amen. So I am eternally grateful unto the Lord for what He is doing. And this first topic of the God Resilient daily devotional is embracing change. Because with the new year of 2024, the chronological time aligned with the Chronos time, which is a Greek word for the appointed time, the God time for things to manifest in the earth realm. And I had no idea that I would birth my own devotional titled God Resilient. Amen. And so when you embrace change, when you take the challenge of the Lord, and it was from one of Sarah Young's challenges, amen, not necessarily challenges, but one of her devotionals that just put us in a position to self-reflect and to do some introspection and to make a decision. Are we going to live God-directed lives? Will we allow God to guide our lives? And we said yes. And we had no idea that God would take us on an adventure and produce God Resilient. Amen, amen, amen. I am so eternally grateful. Man, Sarah Young and Jesus Calling is a part of the testimony. Amen. We pick up pieces of our testimony along the way as we trust God to live an adventurous life, and we go through the twists and turns and the ups and downs and the lows and highs of life. Amen. God bless you, Rhonda. It is so wonderful to see you this morning. As you know, we are firing off on all cylinders. We are recording on our podcast. We are on YouTube Live, and we are on Facebook Live. God bless you, Rhonda. God bless you. If you are here with me, please, please, please let me know that you are here so that I can shout you out and give you a great blessing this morning. Amen. It is good to be alive. It is good to be here. It is good to trust the Lord. Well, God bless you, Terry, and your hubby, Gil. It is so good to see you this morning. We have a husband and a wife couple who is here and faithful and are my friends to the end, and I love them. Amen. So let's go ahead and do what we do. We pray. And we're going to process the information and from today's devotional in God Resilient. Amen. And we are going to pursue God's word. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, my God, my God, my God, you are doing such a great work within us. As we embrace the winds of change, Lord God, with the changing of the seasons, the changing of the month, the changing of the new year, Father God, this is just a glimpse and a glimmer of what you have in store for 2024, Lord God. And we love you and we praise you and we forever give you the honor and the glory that's due your name, Lord God. Move by your power, Lord God. Move by your might. We thank you for your healing. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We just say thank you that you have a plan. You have a will. You have a way, Father God. And may you put us on the narrow way that leads to life, Lord God. May you teach us and to show us how to embrace change. Because we definitely do not know how to do that, Lord God. It is only through you, through your glory, through your power, through your will, through your divine power, that we can embrace the change in our lives. Father God, we love you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. God bless you, Cynthia Hughes. It is so wonderful to see you this morning, honey. You are out there doing your thing. I've been following you on Facebook and all the wonderful community service that you are doing. May God bless you and may God keep you. Amen. Because what you are doing from a pure heart. Amen. And I believe that you get that from your mama, but that's just me. Okay. But no, you are your own woman and you make your own decisions. Amen. And I am just, you know, had been watching what you were doing, my sister. And I appreciate what you're doing, especially what you did for MLK. And I wish I would have known because I definitely had some stuff to give away. Amen. So God bless you, Cynthia. God bless you. God bless you. Elise. Yes, it is. It is such a beautiful morning. Thank you so much that you are here. God bless you, Deacon Johnson. Amen. And God bless you, Evelyn. It is another beautiful day in the Lord. Amen. So let's get right into the devotional. Amen. Don't forget, if you guys listen to podcasts, you can find the God Resilient podcast on Spotify or Apple. Amen. Also, too, if you check out YouTube, you can see the lives on YouTube. I'm still working on tech issues with that. The videos are not coming out as clear, but we're going to keep on keeping on until this thing gets right. Amen. And we decided to no longer go on Instagram Live. If God leads us in that direction in the near future, then we will do that. Amen. So let's get into the devotional. So we have some key phrases. Amen. I want the first key phrase that I want you guys to put down is spiritual clothes. Type that in the chat. Type it in the comments. Spiritual clothes. That is our first key phrase. Amen. Let's get right into it. So yesterday we meditated on being a branch planted by the Lord. Amen. And being the work of his hands. We were meditating on that in Isaiah. Amen. Chapter 60, verse 21. God bless you, Elise. Amen. Thank you for that warm welcome of God Resilient. And thank you, Terry. Yes, spiritual clothes. We are planted, amen, by the Lord, and we are the work of his hands. Amen. Our faith, remember, our faith serves as an anchor, making us sturdy oaks of righteousness. We meditated on that in Isaiah 61, verse 3. Amen. Don't forget that. Don't forget that you are a branch planted by the Lord. You are the work of God's hands. Yes, you, your mess, your idiosyncrasies, yes, your quirks, your gifts, your talents, all of who you are. God knew all of your deficiencies. He knew all of your insecurities. He knew everything that he did not give you equally to what he gave you. Amen. There's a book called The God Gene that was out years ago, like probably 2011, 2012. I remember it because I looked at using some of that research, that the information in that book in my doctoral research, Discovering the Authentic Self. And in my research, I discovered that people live life on six dimensions: spiritual, psychological, emotional, physical, sexual, and social. Amen. And when we live life on all six dimensions, and when we understand that everything begins with the spiritual dimension, because we are a spirit that lives in a body who possesses a soul. Amen. We are a tripartite being, amen, which is similar to God being a triune being. You got Father God, God the Son, and God Holy Spirit, amen. And so I learned that in the book, The God Gene, amen, and please forgive me, I forgot the author's name. If you know who the author is, please look it up and put it in the comments for me. He talked about how God purposely created us with a sense of emptiness. And I'm paraphrasing his words. Amen. It's like God created us with this sense of emptiness and this sense of searching. It is something within us that causes this search, that causes this desire to know more and to learn more and to go deeper. We know that there is something greater than ourselves. And the God gene talks about that. There's something with us that knows that there is a God and that we can do nothing except with him, through him, and by him. Amen. Amen. So our faith anchors us in knowing that there is a God gene within us. There's something within us that anchors us to know that when the winds of change come into our lives, the only way, okay, that we are able to weather the storm is through God. And one of the benefits of having faith in God's word is that it teaches us that very thing. It teaches us that we must weather the storm. But we cannot do that in our own human resiliency. Amen. There's no such thing. Not to me anyway. Not to what God has revealed to me anyway. It is all through his power, all through his grace, all through his mercy, all through his will, all through his long suffering that we're able to get through anything in life. Yes, Terry, thank you. By Dean Hammer. God bless you. Dr. Dean Hammer wrote the book, The God Gene. Thank you, sister. Amen. So after surviving the winds of change, we notice within ourselves an emergence of a renewed spirit. Now let's pause and let's calmly think about that. Remember the last time, and I'm not talking about if you were still going through the storm. I'm talking about, child, you entered it. that storm picked up your house and then you landed in Oz, okay? And you woke up like, what in the world and where am I? I'm talking about one of them type of storms, okay? And you made it through. Did that experience emerge within you a renewed spirit? And if it did, put renewed spirit in the chat. Think about it. Nothing I've been through broke me to the point that I did not learn something, see something different, have a new attitude, a new perspective, a new approach to life. It renewed something within me. I'm talking about every time I made it through something that I just knew was going to take me out, whether it was me taking me out by my own hands. Yes, the spirit of suicide attacked me several times in life. Amen. And when I was able to get through that, and I was able to turn around and look back and be like, my God, something within me was renewed. Something within me was stronger. Something within me was wiser. Something within me was steadfast. I grew in faith. Amen. I grew in faith. And my faith became a rock and I became steady. But it was only after God saw me through the storm. It was when I stopped kicking and screaming and bucking and fighting. Amen. That I was like, oh my God, I'm still standing. Oh my God, I'm still here. Oh my God, I didn't leave you. Oh my God, I didn't forsake my faith. Lord God, I didn't turn all the way around. I didn't do a 180. Lord God, I didn't give the enemy power or control. Because we can yield our authority to the devil. Terry says, a renewed spirit. God did it for me and he is no respecter of person. You better preach, Terry. Amen. Elise says, a renewed spirit. I'm asking God for that through prayer. And we are in agreement with you, Elise, that God will give you a renewed spirit. And let truth be told, after we got through the storm, after we made it through the storm, after we stood up with a renewed spirit and steadfast faith, after we got through it, after we dust ourselves off, after we got our hair together, after we put our face on, okay, after we squared our shoulders and stood flat-footed and stout-hearted, after that, we realized that we had to humble ourselves before God if we were going to get through the storm. Amen. Somewhere along the line, the storm humbled us. Somewhere along the line, we had to put our spiritual clothing of humility on. We had to put on humility. Sometimes when humility is not in your heart, you got to put it on until it seeps into your heart. I am talking about humility. Deacon Johnson says, yes, Pastor, that's it. You must learn from the storms God put you through. The storm is of God's approval. That is so true. Because there's so many times I'm like, God, you allowed that to happen. Okay, God, you permitted this. Okay, God, you didn't want me to connect to them. Okay, God, you did. You wanted to show me who they really were, God. Okay, God. Okay, you allowed this, God. You allowed this, Lord. Okay, I see. You wanted to show me what was in me. God wants to show you what's in you. He wants to show you who's around you. But more importantly, he wants to show you who he is. Because at the end of the day, what is this all about? God getting the glory out of our lives. Because he's coming back for a church without spot or blemish. So he approves, like Deacon Johnson said, he approves these storms so that he can produce more of himself within us. Because within us, there is something or multiple things that he is trying to get out of us. Ooh, Terry says, show me, Lord. Yes, there is always something that we're missing, something that we don't see. And sometimes it's God not allowing us to see it until the Kairos timing, until the appointed time. Amen. So these storms of life, these winds of change, we humble ourselves before God and we give him the glory. We give God the glory. We humble ourselves before the Lord and he sees us through. As long as we're standing up, complaining, you know, got an attitude, we prolong the process. The moment we humble ourselves, even if God doesn't change the situation overnight, the moment we humble ourselves, something changes within us. Because that's what God wants. God wants the change to be within us. God on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. That is my favorite Sunday school song. Amen. It's when we humble ourselves, is when we put on humility. We got to put on our spiritual clothing of humility when we are in that storm. My God, because pride shows up in so many ways. Pride is a sneaky thing. Amen. And for some of you, you may be like, well, mine wasn't pride. I wasn't prideful. I understand that. It's not always pride. But there is something God is trying to show you. There is something that God wants you to yield to him. God wants to take care of you. God wants you to trust him. You cannot do it. Amen. So the second key phrase for today is change produces humility. Whenever there is some type of change, my God, God knows, God knows all that is within us and what needs to come out of us. God knows the thoughts that we are thinking. He knows the emotions that we experience. He knows the intents and the motives of our heart. He knows these things. Amen. Terry says, sometimes we have to be humiliated to become humble. Yes, child. I've been humiliated several times. More than I care to count. Amen. Several times. Deacon Johnson says, you give God the glory, thanking him, saying, I need to go through that storm. Yes. That comes with a level of maturity, Deacon Johnson. When you are able to get to the point in your life and you say, yes, God, thank you for this storm. Yes, God, thank you for bringing this into my life. Yes, God, it's something that I need, Lord. Yes, when you get to that point that you can do it in the midst of the storm, honey, I want to say you arrived, but we know that that's, you know, not true. None of us have arrived. Amen. But you are definitely in a place in God. You are definitely in a place in God where you can thank God for the storm, when you can say, God, I need this storm. God, I need this testing. God, I need this humiliation. Woo! God, I need it. Hallelujah. When you can say that. Rhonda says, God will take a storm that has the potential to destroy you and make it become a stepping stone for blessings and wisdom and strength. Yes, because he's trying to get something in us. Because if he can get it in us, he can get it to us. And when he knows that it's in us, when he brings it to us, then he can trust us. Amen. God has to be able to trust you with the blessings. And it reminds me of what my husband, Dr. William Webb IV, stated the other day, to whom much is given, much is required. If God wants to give you much, then he requires much from you. And that means that he will continue to put you in situations to get the stuff out of you. Whatever your stuff is. Because I can only talk about my stuff. Amen. Evelyn says, I always ask God to help me change because I am selfish. Child, I know that's right. Okay. You guys have heard me say it all the time. God bless you, cuz. It's good to see you this morning. It's wonderful to see you. So it's like God. Where did the, and Evelyn, I'm only using this as an example, baby, because I know that my thing may not necessarily be selfishness, but I'm always like, okay, God, this came from somewhere. It gets to the point where I'm no longer asking God to remove the thing, because there's so many pieces that are missing. I want to know why the thing is there. Why is it there? How did it get there? When did it enter in? And what purpose has it served for me? Y'all, listen to me. Go deeper with your prayers. God, why is selfishness in me? What did I experience in life that caused me to be selfish? When did selfishness enter into my heart? And what purpose has selfishness served in my life? Those are the types of questions that I ask God. Because it's the truth about me that sets me free. And the more I understand how I operate and the experiences in my life and the thoughts that were developed and the belief systems and the world views and the emotions and the motives and the intentions in my life and those secret things, like I'm telling y'all. Yes, Rhonda, it puts you in the point where you must examine yourself. When you see something that's there repeatedly and you keep asking God to remove it, yes, it could be you got to be delivered from a demonic spirit. Yes, but sometimes it's about going deeper in God. Honey, I have been delivered from the demonic, I have been delivered from the demonic more at home in my own prayer time than I've ever been delivered in a deliverance line at church. Because I went deep in God for Him to show me. And when it manifested, I was like, oh my God. And I began to rebuke it. And I said, you have no purpose here anymore. I don't need you anymore. Like this is how I talk. Like, it's just like, I don't need you no more. Get out. Get out of me. Loose me and let me go. I don't want you here. I don't need you here. Holy Spirit, fill me in the place that enemy took residence in my life. Fill that place with your Holy Spirit. Amen. Fill that place, God, with you. Cleanse that place with your blood. The precious redemptive power, the resurrection power of your blood. Cleanse that place within me and fill that place with your Spirit, so that thing, that spirit, will never enter again. That's in my own prayer life. That ain't got nothing to do with the edifice, because I am the church. I'm the church. You're the church, and you have the power and the authority. When you get before God, when you put on your spiritual clothes of humility and you seek God about why that thing is operating in your life, then you will become free. Amen. Amen. Terry says, Holy Spirit, activate. Amen. Rhonda says, examine yourself. Amen. Hallelujah. Deacon Johnson says, there it is again, that man or that woman in the mirror. Amen. Yes, cuz, thank you for your encouragement. Hallelujah. I am telling you, it is the anointing that destroys the yoke of bondage. You can activate the anointing in your life. And the anointing in your life can destroy the yokes of bondage that you are suffering with. Amen. This thing is like for real. So those are the questions that I ask when I keep seeing something repeatedly come up. And then there are things that are just thorns in our flesh, my God, that we can pray 3 times. And y'all know we be praying more than 3 times. Well, Apostle Paul, he prayed 3 times about that thing. And when you do some research, no one knows exactly So please do not think that I know what the Apostle Paul prayed about. But in my reading, there are speculations that he had like issues with his eyesight. But I don't know how true that is. Right? Because the Bible doesn't make it plain. So unless it's like plain, we don't know. And but God was like, my grace is sufficient for thee. What if God don't change that thing? Then we got to keep our spiritual clothes on. And I'm not talking about living a secret life of sin and being immoral and living a double life. I'm not talking about those things. But there are just some things that God may keep there as a thorn in your flesh. It just, I don't know. I'm not God. But what I'm saying is, until you get delivered from that thing, know that God's grace is sufficient, but it doesn't give you permission to sin. You don't flaunt it. You don't make excuses for it, whatever it is. You put on your spiritual clothes. And on that, let's turn to Colossians chapter 3. Amen. Embracing change. Change produces humility. My God. I am telling you. Yes, Terry, when you said he humiliates you to humble you, child, I've been too many times in front of people. And gave them the ammunition that they needed, honey. My God. Mm-mm. The Epistle of Colossians, chapter 3, verse 12. Therefore, and you guys know I read in the Holman Christian Standard Bible. Therefore, as God's chosen ones, holy and dearly loved, put on compassion. Put it on. Put on kindness. Ooh. Y'all. Put on humility. Put on gentleness. Put on patience. Yes, honey, when it's not in you, sometimes you got to put it on until it seeps within you. You got to wear it. You may not be compassionate in your flesh. Some of a God just create. Remember, we got to, you know, God gene. Some God created some of us with certain things. Compassion may just be in you. But for some people, compassion is not. Kindness may be in you. Some of us, we mean as a junkyard dog. Okay, some of us may have this sense of humility. Some of us, Lord have mercy, we must humble ourselves. Some of us are just gentle beings. Oh my God, we gotta. These are the spiritual clothes, because even if God gave you these things naturally, we still have to yield everything to God. God, you made me a nice person. But people are taking my kindness for weakness. And I no longer want to be kind. So God, help me to put on kindness. Even though you gave it to me, help me to put it on. Because when I consciously put on kindness, I know that I'm wearing spiritual clothes that belong to you. They don't belong to me. My God. Put it on in the chats. Type, put it on. You got to put it on. I gotta put it on. And where I'm from, and if my cousin's still here, he know we got a phrase called fake and phony. And it was so funny because when I first got married to my husband, he would hear me say all the time, fake and phony. He was like, well, what is fake and phony, honey? If you from the water, tide water, you know what it means to be fake and phony. It's just a phrase, okay? You must be from the water to understand what we talk about being fake and phony, okay? And sometimes I'll be like, child, that is fake and phony, God. I ain't doing that. I'm talking... Y'all, I'm saying this is the relationship God made me. This is the relationship I had with God. Maybe that's why I be going through, child. I don't know. I'm like, God, I ain't doing that. That is fake and phony. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You want me to do what? Okay. Well, my husband says, Dr. William Wendell Fourth, help me to put it on. Yes, put it on, God. Elise says, yes, that's right, period. Yes, yes. My husband, though, I be quick. I ain't doing that. And he just be looking at me like, okay, you say that now. So he just lets me be, knowing that God would deal with me, right? And I'll come back with my tail between my legs and be like, all right, this is what God said. This is what I gotta do. He just watches from the sidelines. Sometimes I be apologizing to the bro. I'm like, man, I just put you through so much stuff. Woo! But I'm telling you, honey, we gotta put it on. Oh. When you don't feel like it, when it's not in your heart, we got to wear our spiritual clothes, especially when we're going through the storm and the winds of change, because God is doing something and we already know it brings uncertainty and it brings discomfort. So in order for us to get through that storm, we got to put our spiritual clothes on. And we got to embrace the change. And we must humble ourselves. My God. Yo. Ja. It's the truth that you know about you that's going to set you free. Okay. So let's turn to Romans chapter 13, verse 14. Amen. Romans chapter 13, verse 14. And the word of God states, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And don't make plans to gratify the desires of the flesh. Honey, when we are going through change and we are still in that rebellious state and don't necessarily want to follow God, we got to put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, honey, once you put on the Lord Jesus Christ, honey, that's it. It's like, Lord, maybe I should just skip over putting on compassion. Maybe I should just skip over putting on. Let me just put you on, Lord Jesus, because you are all in all. Amen. Rhonda says Jesus was kind and he overturned the tables of the money changers and the benches of those selling doves. He told them that his house would not be a den of robbers. Go, Jesus. I know that's right. Yes, Rhonda. He sure was kind, but honey, when he had to get with him, he got with him and flipped out when he saw what they was doing in his father's house. Amen. Elise says, I'm going through a major storm right now. Y'all pray for me, honey. We praying for you. Yes, honey. Just stand through it. Let God anchor your faith, honey. Let God turn you into an oak of righteousness, honey. Let God plant you. You are the work of God's hands, Elise. You're going to get through this. Amen. Like Deacon Johnson said, if God brought you to it, he will bring you through it. And when you get to the point where you can say, God, I need this storm. Honey, you got to a place in God that you will know that you know that you know in your Noah that God is. The I am that I am. Okay. God is. You fill in the blank. God is. He is. Oh. Oh. If somebody can go to YouTube and find God Is by James Cleveland and put the link in the comments. So that when you go back and you, when this is posted, you can see, yes, Terry, you know, my all in all. Amen. You can click on that link and let that song minister to your spirit. God will never leave you alone, even when you don't feel him. He's there. God bless you, Rhonda. God is. Our all in all. Amen. We must put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Whew. Child. Like, put on the Lord Jesus Christ. The resurrection and the life. Woo! He says, I am the resurrection and the life. My God. God, when you put on Jesus Christ, he will resurrect every situation. He will bring life to every situation. He conquered death. God is. Y'all. Woo! Oh. I'm about to leave y'all, okay? God is. Whoo. My all in all. Jesus. He is the wheel in a wheel. The maker of heaven and earth. The I am. Hallelujah. Thank you, William Webb, my husband. Thank you. God is everything. When ain't nobody there. He is always there. Every tear that rolls down my face. And here lately, I've been crying every day for the past 2 weeks. He is. Trust God. Trust God. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Who is the Lord Jesus Christ to you? Is he your shepherd? Is he the good shepherd? Is he the bread of life? Is he the word made flesh? Is he the Son of God? Is he the Son of Man? Who has Jesus revealed himself to you? Is he your Savior? Is he your Lord? Is he your Master? Amen. When you put on the Lord Jesus Christ, what does that represent for you? Is he your teacher? Is he the one who loves you like John? Whew. My God. Elise says, God is always present in our lives. Trust the maker of all things and we will conquer all. Whew. Child. Put on compassion. Put on humility. Put on patience. Put on kindness. Put on gentleness. Put it on. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Put your spiritual clothes on, because whatever you are going through will produce humility. Because God gives grace to the humble. Yes. Thank you, Gil. Gil Terry's husband said, is he your best friend, honey? A friend that sticks closer than a brother. Who is he to you when you put him on? And I don't want to take the word out of its correct interpretation, because I know that particular scripture is not necessarily referring to all that we talked about. But put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Do not gratify the desires of your flesh. When we are going through change, we want to revert back to our old way of doing things. When we are going through things and change is coming, our flesh may yell and scream. We don't want to gratify the desires of our flesh. We want to put on our spiritual clothes. Amen. Woo, God. Well, y'all, this has been a blessing. Amen. I love you guys. Thank you so much for joining me every morning. God is doing a new thing. Amen. Eyes have not seen nor ears have heard what God has in store for those who love him. Eyes have not seen. Ears have not heard what God has in store for those who love him. Do you love the Lord? Then know that God has some things in store for you, okay? Let your faith anchor you as you are going through the winds of change. Amen. God bless y'all. I love you.